In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's entered Jerusalem before, but never like this. Today he delays his arrival until a donkey and a colt can be brought to him. He needs them. He's not lazy or tired. He's not finally taking a little piece of honor for himself, but he's fulfilling the scriptures. Solomon rode the king's mule at his coronation. A great multitude went before and followed after, playing flutes and rejoicing greatly so that the ground shook with sound. Solomon's name means peace. And today David's greater son has come to bring a peace that surpasses all human understanding. He will destroy our ancient enemy and set us free from bondage. He will reconcile us to the Father and establish an eternal kingdom that will never end, and he himself will be king and will rule forever and ever. And his people, well, they will rejoice from this time forth and forevermore. So he delays until a donkey and a colt can be brought to him. As he waits for them to come to him, the message spreads. Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee, who raised Lazarus from the dead, is here. The crowd swells. Energy fills the air. They lay their garments on the colt and the donkey. He mounts, and the procession begins. Some spread their garments on the ground. Many more follow behind him. Others cut branches from the trees to lay them before him, while others wave them in the air. All cry out, Hosanna. Hosanna means, Lord, save. Their rejoicing shakes the ground. Indeed, if they were quiet, the very stones would cry out. He deserves the best. He deserves all they have to offer. For who else can conquer death? Who else can raise the dead? Many go before him, clearing the way, urging others to join the festival procession. Many follow after him, thundering his praises. The whole city is stirred up. Everyone knows that Jesus of Nazareth has arrived. He could have walked, but he came to fulfill the scriptures. So this day is filled with pomp and majesty and ceremony. This is Holy Week. The king has come to die. The lamb is marked for slaughter. Death will soon be conquered. But soon the mood will change. Energy still fills the air. Cries still shake the ground. But they are cries of crucify, not of salvation. Garments are still removed, but they are his garments, exposing his back to the scourge. And soon they will be divided and gambled for. He has nothing. And so the king once again begins a procession, this time carrying a wooden cross, stumbling, staggering, falling underneath its weight. He needs Simon of Cyrene to carry it for him. Many women follow him, mourning and lamenting for him, but the king tells them not to weep for him, but to weep for themselves and for their children. So which procession is glorious? Which one leads to victory? Well, both. Palm Sunday is a joyful day because the cross is salvific. So the crowds know him, yet he remains unknown. This week is happy, yet sad. It's our greatest joy, yet also our greatest shame. He comes in glory, but he heads to the very pit of hell. He is praised, only soon to be reviled. His procession leads to his execution and death, which is his victory. So we also process on this day. We are following the lamb marked for slaughter. We come with pomp and majesty and ceremony because this Jesus is our God. We wave our branches, because palm branches are a sign of victory. And he has come to give us this victory by uniting us, grafting us into the vine. All that we have is laid before him in service to him. Our King goes before us, and we follow after with great joy and rejoicing. The point of these ceremonies is not simply to reenact history, but to confess. We are confessing that his victory is our victory. And today Christ comes to give it to us. And so we do not have a statue of him sitting on a donkey leading us forward, but we have him mounted on his cross. That is our standard. That is our shepherd. That is our leader. That is our guide. With him before us, we will march through pain, disease, suffering, cancer, medication, even death and hell itself. Nothing can stop us, for Christ is the victor. He leads us in and he leads us out. So the procession teaches us that our God has come to give us his victory. And we are in desperate need of it. For we are Judas, Pilate, Caiaphas, Peter, and Barabbas. We are the Jewish crowds and the Jewish leaders and the soldiers. We hedge our bets. We skimp on our offerings so we can maintain a certain lifestyle. We are cowardly in the face of societal pressure and would rather go along with the crowds than face being an outcast. We are embarrassed of our Lord and we mumble his praises. Oh, sure, in here we're bold. In the safety of these walls we sing loudly. But out there, walking in front where others can see us, where cars can hear us, well, we'd rather not do that. And yet we also are St. Mary, his mother, Mary Magdalene, the mother of Zebedee's sons, the other faithful women who follow Jesus, and even St. John the Apostle, who remains at the cross. We are faithful to him, devoted to this Savior King. We do not want to leave him or forsake him. We confess that he is our King and our God and our Lord. We are faithful when so many are unfaithful. So it's a roller coaster of emotions because we are at the same time a saint and a sinner. So we force ourselves to carry palm branches. We force ourselves to process because we are confessing that this is our King and he alone has won the victory for us. We patiently sit and listen to his passion because it's the height of his love for us. It's painful, yet joyful. It's sad, yet happy. It's long, and yet all too short given what he went through to redeem us. This is why he processed with a donkey, a colt, garments, branches, and hosannas. He fulfills the scriptures. The woman's seed crushes the serpent's head and sets her children free. We've been embarrassed of him, but he has always loved us. We have fled, but he has boldly marched to the city. We have sinned, but this is the Lamb of God who takes our sins and dies our death. We celebrate Palm Sunday because in 8 days he will live. We process because he lives. We carry branches because he lives. We stand, we kneel, we bow, we come forward because he lives. Death has been swallowed up by victory. We carry him before us. We follow the Lamb who was slain, yet he is not gone from us, but he lives. We carry him not on a physical cross or as a memory in our heart, but we come before him who is now bodily present in bread and wine. And as he comes to us in humble bread and wine, our lips once more pick up the crowd's earnest cry, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, save us. Save us from sin. Save us from Satan. Save us from disease. Save us from death and hell. Save us from pain and hardships and difficulties. Save us from war and bloodshed and divisions. Save us from surgeries and medical appointments and stays in the hospital. Save us from medication and from all else that hinders our way of life. And he does. He mounts humble bread and wine to once more ride into his holy city, the new Jerusalem, his church, to feed you the victory of his cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.